This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Send a contact request. It will be approved. It is that simple. Now, again, whatever's on your mind, last night we did talk about the immigration thing, but a lot of our listeners only get us on Saturday night, so feel free. You're welcome to comment on that if you want. And some people may be really upset as a result of this immigration stuff, or maybe they're upset that the Republicans won this year, you know, in the political elections. There's always something to be upset about what the government is doing and the people in government. And so why not support secession? Why not start advocating more the idea that states should be free to leave the United States? I've got a story here from LouRockwell.com and the Abbeville Institute's Donald Livingston called "The Left Needs Secession Too," because I think secession for too long has been pigeonholed unfairly as something that only people on the right support.
In this country. Yeah. People on the left in all kinds of countries. As a matter of
Catalonia.
Fact, it's a leftist movement to secede, because conservatism, basically by its definition, It's harkening back to some point in the past, relatively recently usually, not a century or two.
Well, the conservative position would be, we have 50 states and that's the way it ought to stay.
Yeah.
Right?
You might have a conservative position that there should only be 48.
Okay.
Right? Like, I liked the
past. If the conservative has been alive since before the 1950s, right?
I saw the George Patton movie. There was a flag with 48 stars behind him. That's when America was at its greatest, so we should have 48 states, not 50, or something like that. That would be the sort of conservative position. Secession is, by its definition, a leftist movement.
So here's a story from LouRockwell.com. Self-government and the secession required for it in oversized states are as much of a province of the left as of political conservatives. It was the left that raised the question of secession after Al Gore lost the presidency to George W. Bush. They wondered why that they had to be yoked with the same people and policies of the red states, which they deplored.
I really wonder this myself. Think about it for a second. With the exception of about 10, a handful of purple states, you know, there's some swing states out there. There's no doubt about it. With a handful of swing states, their states are pretty solidly red or blue. Why in the world are the red states being run by a blue White House, or the blue states being run by a red White House? Why?
The only answer is that's the way it's always been. In our lifetime.
It doesn't serve anybody.
No,
if you really
doesn't.
Wanted to achieve something, let the blue people do their thing and the red people do their thing.
Had the red states raised the same question, the media would have ignored it or rolled out its usual rhetoric that the Civil War settled all that. But coming from the left, it got some fairly sympathetic attention. I remember a call from Harper's Magazine where I had published an essay on a related topic asking if I thought secession was a serious possibility. When the left talks about secession, the media listens with respect. But not all secession contemplates dividing the Union into two or more federations. It's possible to secede from a state and form a new state. The western counties of Virginia seceded and formed the state of Kentucky. Virginia was again divided by secession when West Virginia was formed. Maine.
Yeah, I mean, there was a war going on, and that was the North allowing a portion of Virginia to stay. And plenty of people from West Virginia left to fight for the Confederacy, the Hatfields and McCoys, for instance.
Maine, Tennessee, and other states were formed from secession. Norman Mailer ran for mayor of New York in 1967 on a platform that the cities should secede and form the 51st state. 27 countries. And by the way, I think a lot of New York State would really love for New York City to secede.
I don't see why. I mean, you know, they're yoked together for no good particular reason.
Norman, let's see here. 27 counties in Northern California voted to secede and form the 51st state in 1972, but the legislature refused to grant the request. Today, there's a movement
in the water rights.
Arizona to detach the counties in the Baja region to form a new state, Baja, Arizona. Tom Johnson, a leftist blogger in the Daily Wildcat, urges the movement on, observing that the Baja region is liberal progressive, while the remaining part of the state is largely made of white conservatives.
Well, and think about that for a second, what it's like to be in a region of a state where you know you're never going to have any political power, you're outnumbered, you're a minority, and it doesn't matter to me whether it's red or blue. There's plenty of states where it's like, you know, like this. Consider for a second California, this giant piece of coastline. If it was on the East Coast, it would stretch from Maine to North Carolina.
Wow.
I mean, it's huge.
That's shocking.
And it, you know, it encompasses an area of, say, 10 states, maybe more, you know, just sort of on the size of East Coast states. But it's over there on the West Coast. It's a country. It's not a state.
Campaigning for new states, Johnson says, could be the way disenfranchised populaces gain political power. Why, for example, should the liberal and non-white people of the American South have to have reduced political capital than their neighbors' racism and conservatism? In presenting secession as a leftist strategy, Johnson draws inspiration from Chuck Thompson's book, Better Off Without 'Em, A Northern Manifesto for Southern Secession. For 2 years, Thompson traveled throughout the South, seeking to understand the natives of the southern red states. The book expresses the author's disdain for nearly all things southern: country music, NASCAR, its Christian culture, its opposition to gun control, abortion, gay marriage, and the like. And he concludes the nation would be better off if the South were allowed to secede and free a progressive America from its dead weight.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that states should be able to secede if they want, and there's no good reason for them to be glued together. I don't have the same proclivities that author has. I find that a little upsetting. Plus, I'd like to know, what about Florida? Really, I don't think regions. I don't think we're nearly as well served if regions break off.
I agree.
I think federations would be a better choice, but I think that states should be. Themselves more autonomous.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to be saddled. I mean, we're here in New Hampshire. I wouldn't want to be saddled with Massachusetts or Vermont or Maine.
No, not at all. Thanks.
What Thompson finds disgusting about being shackled to the South, Tom Johnson finds disgusting about his own state, which has long been divided between a left-wing progressive section centered in Tucson and a right-wing section in Phoenix, each pulling its shared state in a tug of war from one side to the other. The solution would be secession and the formation of a new state, Baja, Arizona. An attempt to put secession on the ballot in 2012 failed, but Thompson thinks it should be tried again. After all, he says, the government can't ignore partition supporters if they're loud enough for long enough. Disenfranchised populations should be using this tactic as a tool to save themselves from old white people afraid of demographic death.
No, I don't know what that means either. There's lots of old white people that want different things.
And to Baja, Arizona, those kinds of people are exactly the sort of vultures keeping this state down. So cry havoc and campaign onwards for 2016 to bring Baja, Arizona into being. And to be blunt, Baja, Arizona does not deserve to be shackled to a populace whose interests it gets along with about as well as baking soda and vinegar do. Unquote.
I don't know how small of an area should sort of be able to secede. But, I mean, what if just one county wants to go? Really? What if a county wants to go off and do its own thing?
Why shouldn't they be able to? I mean, there are small states all around the world. Look at, Andorra, for instance.
Why do I need... They are... As a matter of fact, you know what a count is? A count is somebody who rules a county. And counts were either autonomous, like the, you know, Andorra, Liechtenstein, there's a few others out there, Luxembourg, we can see today. Or they were, you know, saddled to a king. They were, you know, for whatever the king reason, they decided that it would be better off to go with the king and stick with him. And that there you have the larger states in Europe.
Though Johnson and Thompson have contempt for the South, we welcome their attachment to that most southern of all principles, secession for the sake of self-government.
Secession is not a southern principle. That's ridiculous.
Well, at least to the people in the United States, they would consider it probably bad.
You know what? Stick your head up out of the hole in the ground and take a look around. 100 years ago in Europe, there were fewer than 100 countries. Excuse me, 100 years ago, there were fewer than 100 countries around the world. Mm. Now there's more than 200, depending on who you let do the counting. So secession is by no means a Southern thing.
Sure, you could say it's an American thing if you wanted.
It's not an American thing. Nobody, the country has seceded from Europe, and that was the last time they allowed it.
We'll come back. Your calls and thoughts are welcome on secession, immigration, whatever happens to be on your mind tonight here on this live edition of Free Talk Live on Saturday night. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you are in. invited to take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're all free. Those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites, you can go and actually create the content, submit stuff right there to the front page. Maybe it's a YouTube video or a blog post, a news item, something you think's interesting, that you think Will thinks is interesting, or our other listeners will as well. And you can vote it up or down, whatever's on that front page there. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's the best coffee you can get. It's BuzzBox coffee. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to coffee, coffee is one of the more absorbent crops, and so that organic label is even more important. Consider that coffee is grown in countries where leaded gas isn't outlawed, or maybe pesticides that we would never use here in this country are used on a regular basis over there. So that may be important to you, but what is likely important to you is helping people. And BuzzBox gives us the opportunity to do that. They give back some of their profits to us, and we're able to loan it out through Kiva.org. We could have used any charity, but we wanted to use Kiva.org. And the reason is because they give microloans. People ask for things specifically, for loans for things that they want specifically. And I believe that they know best what they need in their lives for a hand up, not a hand out of poverty. And then they pay the money back, and we can give the money to somebody else. I think it's a great program, and if you support helping people around the world get out of poverty, because personal freedom's great, but you need to be able to eat. Coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. Get started. You pay for the shipping. We pay for the pound. Yes, it is a subscription. You can cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Apparently, there's a brand new ISIS video that has been released. I am working on tracking it down now as we speak. We'll see if we can find out more about that here in a moment. Apparently, hostage John Cantley, who has been the one who's been hosting these ISIS videos, is now saying he will likely be executed in an upcoming ISIS video, which is just disturbing and horrifying and bizarre all at once.
Indeed it is.
Go to your phone calls and thoughts. We were also talking about secession and how secession's for everybody, whether you consider yourself on the left or the right, or you're liberty-oriented, or whoever it is, you know, whatever your political viewpoint is, unless you're in a total authoritarian. I guess an total authoritarian would not support secession because they just want more control, and secession would mean less control. So I guess those would be the kind of people who would oppose secession. But what about you? Michael's in Virginia Beach and listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello there.
Hey.
Before I go into my little thing about secession, I want to congratulate you. A couple of nights ago, I was listening to Clyde Lewis, and he announced a newsflash that the former president of Israel had taken us up on our idea that we first introduced here on Free Talk Live, the idea of a United Nations for Religions. I forget.
This is not an idea that I have introduced anywhere. Is this your idea, Michael? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I called in one night, and I suggested the idea, and you said you thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, we haven't promoted it since.
I don't remember it. What does it mean? A United Nations for Religions?
Warm us up on it.
What does that mean?
Well, he was described, Simon Perez, as just having met in the Vatican with the Pope and suggested that the Pope alone could start a movement to create a United Nations of Religions to solve all disputes between religions.
How would that work exactly? I don't think I would have supported something like that.
I think it sounds like a great idea. Let people talk, more talking's better.
Okay. Well, I just mentioned that, but
how do you know that the talking won't lead to more fighting? why can't the religions just leave each other alone without having to argue about stuff? I mean,
we've tried that, and it doesn't work.
But let me go to the secession issue. Do you know what happened in 1929 in the way of secession that created the smallest country in the world? Still exists today as the smallest country in the world, only 108 acres big.
Is this a quiz? I don't know what it is.
Andorra? I don't know.
That country is the Vatican. It is recognized by 175 nations. 175 nations have ambassadors that they exchange with the Vatican. And yet the Vatican is a country, the citizenship of which, the voting citizenship of which, is fewer than a dozen most of the time, sometimes for decades. The average voting number of voting citizens on the Vatican's territory is fewer than a dozen people.
And really?
Its total population is only 115 cardinals. And yet,
I didn't realize that about Vatican City. Is that Vatican City you're talking about?
No, but you're not welcome, Ian.
That's right.
That's fine. I don't want to go there.
But it's
impressive. I mean, that they can have their own country and be so small. I mean, why shouldn't that be emulated?
Well, they seceded under the Lateran Treaty with the good graces of Benito Mussolini. He was all for it. And what I'm suggesting or asking here is, why should the United States, what statecraft function is satisfied by exchanging ambassadors?
I don't know. I'm baffled. It sounds like the biggest waste of of diplomatic money I've ever heard.
Thanks, Michael, for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. Alma is on the line in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Alma. You're listening to WVFT. Go ahead.
I can't remember your names. I'm not a name remember.
It's okay. Ian and Mark, go ahead.
They've been really good. But Wackadoodle's here now. You know, I was thinking about getting a group together because us older people are so frustrated anymore. I want to talk about 5 cents Coca-Colas again. And I have a guy that comes around once a week, and we sit and we talk 3 hours. It's so nice to talk to him. I get his opinion. He stares at me like I'm a nut. But, you know, I pull stuff out of him. He's a Scientologist. And he's a very sweet man. And I said, I want to get a group together and come over and let's just once a month just have a conversation about 5 cents Coca-Cola, what's going on in the world. And you're smart people. What do you think about that suggestion? Should I do this or not?
Well, it's always a good idea to get people together for a little chit-chatting.
No, what's the goal of this? To talk about Scientology? I'm not real clear on...
Oh, no. Oh, he's a Scientologist, but I teach him about... Well, we're not going to go there because I know we agree to disagree on a lot of things. I love y'all, but we agree to disagree, okay?
Okay.
By the way, we still have 5 cent Coke, I'd like to mention.
What are you talking about?
If you look at a 1960 nickel and its component metals.
The silver nickel.
It's worth about a dollar, $1.50.
There you go. Alma, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Good luck with the plans there. And as far as like getting the religions together to hash out the issues, I don't know what that's going to do for anything. I mean, I guess you're right, Mark. It doesn't hurt to talk.
It gives people a voice.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Saturday edition of the program as we do a live everyday edition of the show. We're here 7 days a week live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And if we're not on your local talk radio station yet, you can always call them during the week, during business hours, talk to the program director and ask them real nicely for Free Talk Live. If you're already getting some Free Talk Live, you can call and say thanks. Or ask for some more, because we do, as I said, do the show 7 nights a week. Now, gold and silver, we're big fans of it. Mark, you were just talking a moment ago about the silver nickels. I don't have the silver nickels, but I did get some of the silver dimes.
Yeah, the silver nickel, nickels aren't, I don't know what the metal content of nickels are. I imagine there's some nickel in it.
Oh, didn't you just say it, nickels in the last segment?
I was talking about old nickels. I said content of the old nickels. And I imagine it's changed since 1960 because I know that people want them, but I don't know for what reason precisely. You know, I don't know what the metallurgical content of old nickels is. But if you think for a second, you know that the content of dimes and nickels isn't the same.
I didn't think about that, no.
Because dimes are significantly smaller than nickels.
Yeah, yeah, right. Good point.
Yeah, So a dime is what that 90%, what they call junk silver, coin silver, in the same way that half dollars and dollars were, and quarters.
See, I'm not an expert on this whole silver stuff, but I like it because it's shiny and other people like it too.
Well,
and you can get some at silver.freetalklive.com.
There are all kinds of reasons to get metal at silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. You pick. It's the same site. It goes to the same place. And, you know, maybe as a hedge against inflation, a barter currency in case things go really badly, or you could believe like I do that silver is priced really low and is going to be headed upwards here relatively soon, and that now's a good time to get some. So go to gold.freetalklive.com, or I'll give you the telephone number. It's actually there at the website at gold.freetalklive.com. 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938 for gold and silver, coins and pieces and rounds and all those sorts of things. 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap right now. I mean, the silver price is below 17 bucks at the spot.
Yep.
That's incredible. I mean, what, within the last year or two, it seems like it was as high as 30-something.
I remember it at 50 at one point. It kissed 50 at one point.
Yeah. So you can take control here. Let's go to Tom in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Wanted to call and kind of correct you guys. I have gathered quite a bit of junk silver, and the only nickels that contain silver are the what they call the war nickels. All the other coins, the dimes, the quarters, and the half dollars, of course, pre-64, all are, you know, 90% silver. But the only nickels that contain silver are what they call the war nickels, because they needed nickel back then and the other alloys that were in nickels. And that's the only one. So just one.
How much silver do they contain?
The war nickels or nickels?
The war nickels.
The war nickel, you know what? It's not 90%. I believe it's 40%. Off the top of my head, it's 40%. Huh. So just wanted to square you guys
interesting
up on that one.
Hey, thanks, Tom, for that info. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, you didn't come prepared with this story. You were kind of questioning it, but there was some headline about a woman being arrested in Virginia for supporting ISIS. And I just found that to be a really disturbing headline. I asked you to learn more about it, and you said you didn't really think it was a good story. What was the reason for that?
Why don't I think it's a good story?
Yeah.
Because, okay, so she talked to an undercover FBI agent, this woman. Her name is Heather Kaufman.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know where freedom of speech stops and where conspiracy to commit terrorism begins. She spoke to an FBI agent, and in that conversation, she told that FBI agent, without sort of any evidence, that she could facilitate getting somebody into ISIS. Now, this woman has been posting all over the interwebs that she loves ISIS, and ISIS is great, and she doesn't like Zionists and gay people. And, you know, this is her thing, right? Like, so she's a nutty lady who lives with her parents.
Crazy. So the feds went to meet with her.
Yeah, well, they didn't. After they sent in the undercover agent,
right,
then they essentially arrested her and asked questions. And at that point, she denied things. And then she got a lying to the feds charge. So
right.
In my opinion.
So she's not facing a charge for supporting ISIS as much as she is lying to the feds?
Well, she's facing charges for trying to, you know, for saying that she could facilitate getting somebody into ISIS.
Okay.
So is that a conspiracy? I don't know if that's a conspiracy. I mean, what do you mean by saying you could get somebody in? Does that mean that, you know, hey, I've got a friend I'd like to get in? I can help. Well, you know, here's his name and number. Thanks very much. Is that conspiracy? It seems flimsy. But then lying to a federal officer, they don't record those conversations.
No, they don't.
And so they can say whatever they want to say in that conversation. And now she's sitting in a federal jail. I don't know if this 7-year-old boy, who's she's the mother of, is better off with his mother in jail in this circumstance. Is she a flight risk? I don't know the answer to that. She's certainly not guilty. She hasn't had her day in court yet. I think that somebody should only be in jail if they're a flight risk, and I think we have a real problem in this country with incarcerating people before sentencing. But, you know, I don't think this is an open and shut case.
So it wasn't necessarily that she got on Facebook, posted that she loves ISIS, and was arrested for that. You're
right.
Saying they used that information to investigate her further, and during that investigation, when she met up with an undercover cop, he, you know, got her to claim she had connections with ISIS, and then turns out after they arrested her, she says she doesn't actually have the connections. She was just talking tough, and so that's why she's facing charges.
Yeah, and I would imagine if that's the case, if she's a tough talker and she didn't have any connections, at this point there is no evidence presented by anybody that she has any connections to ISIS other than pictures she's gotten off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's the case, I'm reasonably certain that the American public is not served by locking lunatics up in jail who have not harmed anybody.
Should people be charged, and you don't need to answer this. I'm asking you, the listener. You, Mark, do not need to answer this. You, the listener, should people be charged criminally? Because this is what I originally heard when you had told me about the headline on this story, was that, you know, she was being arrested for supporting ISIS.
Well, that's what Ars Technica suggested, yeah, in the title of the article.
And that's not to say that couldn't happen. I mean, we've seen rappers get arrested for lyrics about killing cops, and those are just lyrics. It's just fantasy. It's just, you know,
yep,
fiction.
People writing little stories online, you know, and it's not being very clear that that story was fictional.
We've had people arrested who have left the country, or rather attempted to leave the country. Remember the young man who was at the, I think it was a Chicago airport, was arrested prior to getting on the plane because it was his intention to go and join ISIS. So he didn't actually join ISIS. He didn't actually take any action to hurt somebody or do any kind of violence. He just had a plan to join ISIS, allegedly, and they arrested him for that. So they're pretty damn close to being able to arrest somebody for actually speaking out in favor of ISIS. And I guess my question is, should that be something they're arresting people for? I mean, how would anybody possibly support that idea? I understand that you might be opposed to the idea of ISIS. But shouldn't people in the United States, the supposed bastion of free speech, shouldn't they be free to say that they support ISIS? Not that they necessarily are giving money to them, or that they, because, you know, that would be considered giving material support to terrorism by the United States. But is saying I like them, is that giving material support to them? I think we're close to them making an arrest like that. It seems like they're skirting it to me. Now, apparently that didn't happen in this case, but should we be arrested for playing ISIS videos here on Free Talk Live? We've gone through this whole series of both the beheading videos and the John Cantley videos where they're, you know, captive John Cantley has been speaking.
Yeah, but I don't think
camera.
Anybody could interpret our playing of these videos, the audio from these videos, as supporting ISIS.
They could interpret it as providing support for ISIS by spreading their propaganda.
I suppose.
I mean, I don't want to make their case for them or anything like that. I believe in free speech, and I think that
I won't play something because I believe in free speech. I'll play something because I believe there's value for it my audience. And in this case, I believe that we do need to know what the other side thinks.
There is a new video out, and I don't take sides in this, by the way. I'd like to make it clear. I don't take the American
side. I take the side against cutting people's heads off.
Or the ISIS side. It's Free Talk Live.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberen hotline now at 1-800-959-4261. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberen, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberen weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-959-4261 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-959-4261. That's 1-800-959-4261. Again, 1-800-959-4261.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Maybe, you know, you don't really want to talk about secession, immigration, whatever happens to be on your mind. ISIS, we'll take anything here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, but I do want to play this video from ISIS, the most recent video. It's a little on the long side, but we've played all of these videos so far. And not all of them have been on Saturday night. This is the one that just came out, was released today. It is in their Lend Me Your Ears, as they are being called, series, where John Cantley, one of their prisoners from the UK, is narrating. He's reading a script, teleprompter, it appears, and sitting at a desk. He's got an orange shirt on, as though he is, you know, in his captor or captivity gear. And that has been the thrust of the majority of, the visage of most of these videos. In one of them, they did dress him up like a news journalist and put him out in the streets of, the building tops of Kobane, which apparently is.
And then they're going to kill him.
Well, he's done quite a bit for them, yeah, but it appears that they do plan on killing him. At least that's what is supposedly revealed in this video.
A bunch of wicked people.
I haven't screened it up front because, again, it's about 9 minutes in length. But I would like to dissect it, would like to talk about it. That's what we've been doing here on Free Talk Live over the last few months as these videos have been released. And so there's the two series of videos. One of them is the series of the beheadings, which, if you've been paying attention to those, you know that the initial beheading videos did not show the gore of the beheadings. But the most recent one was very gory and did absolutely show, and not only showed it, but dramatized it to music and slow motion, which was extra horrifying.
Most of the beheadings were of...
All of the beheadings were of Syrian airmen.
Well, the first... It opens up with the beheading of the of the U.S.
No, it does
worker.
Not. Nope. The 15-minute video you're talking about, it opens up with a series of propaganda... segment of propaganda. There's, you know, several minutes, a few minutes of propaganda. They then go to the beheading of the... Or the beheadings of the about 18 Syrian airmen. And then at the very end of the video, it does have... the head of the American that they were purportedly holding hostage, but
right.
It does not show his beheading. It
right.
only shows
not the beheading. The headless man.
Yes, that's correct. They show the head of the five. What was
the bodiless man? How's
the
that?
The second to last hostage besides John Cantley that they have. They also ostensibly have a female hostage in captivity. So John Cantley continues with his series. So this is the other series, which is sort of more just all propaganda. It's just them, giving their side of things. You know, are they telling the truth? Well, maybe from their perspective they are. Maybe they're lying. I don't know. But a lot of it's been very, very interesting, and it's hard to find this video. All of these videos have been very obscured. They're very difficult to come across. If you're just looking at mainstream media articles, all you'll see is video screen captures from the videos, but they won't actually give you. They'll give you summaries of the videos, but they won't actually give you the actual audio. We will do that here on Free Talk Live with Episode 6 of ISIS's Lend Me Your Ears with John Cantley.
Hello, I'm John Cantley, the British citizen abandoned by my government and a prisoner of the Islamic State for nearly 2 years now. In this program, I'll tell you about a failed raid to rescue us and how it feels to be left for dead by your own government. On July the 4th, Independence Day, the Americans did try to get us out of prison. Not by negotiation or prisoner exchange, but by an incredibly complex, risky, and expensive rescue attempt that failed. The raid involved 24 Delta Force commandos, several Black Hawk helicopters, gunships, Predator drones, F-18 Hornet jets, and refueling aircraft.
Wow.
It took weeks of rehearsals and must have cost tens of millions to perform. But we weren't there. The Islamic State, anticipating such a move, just put the six of us into cars and moved us to another prison days beforehand. Total cost to them was a few dollars in petrol. We're not sure if we missed them by 12 minutes or 12 hours, said Hector Pocock, a special operations spokesman. Missions like this are very risky because if they go wrong, you don't know how it'll affect the hostages further up the road. You don't say. Meanwhile, James Foley's mother, Diane, was being threatened by the U.S. National Security Council that she could face criminal charges if they paid her ransom.
Right.
Yep, that's
so,
important to focus on.
Yeah, the United States government has threatened the families of the hostages, the U.S. hostages, I guess they're all dead now, right? And told them that if they pay the ransom that ISIS is asking for, basically they're materially supporting terrorism and they're going to jail for trying to get their loved one back.
That's horrifying. They're going to prison. This would be likely federal prison.
Fine.
My guess.
I don't think that the average listener really differentiates between jail and prison.
Either way, it would not be fun just because they wanted to save their son, and they're being prohibited from doing that. And they're not the only ones who've had a tough time dealing with the government. I saw an article in the paper today here in Keene, New Hampshire, a national article. I don't know if it was AP or where it was from, but talking about the families and how disappointed they've been in their level of communication with the United States federal government on these matters. We'll continue with the video here, but your calls are also welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. John is in Ocean City, New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John. John, in Ocean City.
This is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. What they did, they're Wahhabi Islamists that took advantage of governmental breakdown after Saddam Hussein was overthrown. And they say that the Bashar Assad's been gassing his own people, which doesn't make a bit of sense when you consider that the people that were targeted were moderate Muslims, Jews, and Christians, the very people that he's been protecting. So there's a lot of propaganda going on. Actually, what I understand is those two particular countries, among seven others, are resistant against having an Illuminati backing cartels control them and are resisting that, and that's why they've been targeted. Now, people don't know about the Illuminati.
I am so lost on what he's saying. Illuminati cartels,
there's
what?
There's a conspiracy theory out there that all the wars in the last several decades have been fought.
All the way back to the French Revolution. Now, but think about this now.
Wait. Can you finish that thought before you go on, John? What is, Mark, the conspiracy? The wars have been fought?
All wars, all the propaganda surrounding wars is just a bunch of lies. The wars have been fought because the leaders of those countries would not accept the central banking cartel that is essentially, you know, run out of London or New York City. You take your particular pick.
Well, New York City is actually subservient because the Federal Reserve is not even our government. The Fed controls 12 banks, which answer to the Fed in New York, but that answers to the banking houses of Lloyd's in London, which is controlled by the Rothschild cartels. And that's just factual. That's actual factual. Think about this now.
Just out of curiosity, if these, it has this international Jew flavor to it. I think it's worth pointing out. I think it's worth talking about. Wait. I'm asking a question here. If the Rothschilds ran the world, why did the Holocaust occur? Why didn't the United States or Great Britain or many of the Western countries? I'm asking a question. You cannot answer the question until I have asked it.
Okay, sir,
why did the United States?
I didn't bring up anything about Jews. I said nothing about Jews. But go ahead, sir.
Okay, you'd think that the Rothschilds, who are Jewish, would care about Jews, right? Like, there's a lot of evidence that Jews tend to kind of stick together. You'd think that if they ran the world, which I do not believe they do, that they would say, hey, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you anti-Semite. Anybody check the history on this, you'll see it's true. Why don't you, anti-Semite, let that ship full of the damned because we run the United States?
Okay. You see, you're going off to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's who, I didn't even bring up Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Since the French Revolution.
Okay, here's a question for you, sir. How come the Rothschild...
You didn't answer mine!
It's not a Jewish conspiracy. I never said it was a Jewish conspiracy, sir.
All right.
The whole thing is that there are Rothschilds hanging out in neutral Switzerland. Why couldn't the Germans go right in and Switzerland couldn't have stopped the Germans from going
right.
and taking the Rothschilds?
So the Rothschilds are in Switzerland. Do they run the world?
Finance the Nazi war machine. You can't answer that question. How come the Jewish Rothschilds financed the Nazi war machine?
I can't prove that that is the case.
Because they don't care about regular people. They're not really Jews because they're Luciferian. And the whole thing is that, all right, Soviet communism, what are the two features of communists? Communists are very worldly and educated, the founders of communism, as well as they're atheists. Why do they celebrate May Day, which is the Luciferian High Day? Not because I said it. They would not.
May Day's a workers' holiday. What are you talking about?
The October Revolution has nothing to do with May Day. May Day is not an atheist day. It's celebrated by Lucifer.
Like, why does the Illuminati get such bad press? I mean, aren't they just the Illuminated Ones?
The Illuminated Ones, because they found it, when Christianity was brought to Europe, those societies, the Druids, the Baphometists, the Kabbalists, and so forth, they would not give up their old religion. And that is the oldest religion anyway. Witchcraft is the oldest religion. It's older than that.
Yeah, but
the Illuminati is not witches. Thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, wait. I mean, look, the Illuminati, if you look at what the Illuminati is supposed to stand for, they don't sound so bad after all. Like, is it possible that there's some people in the Illuminati who are bad guys and there's other people who are good
guys? If you don't like
the
Illuminati, get on the inside and change it from there.
855, 453. You take control here. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.